You're listening to a conversation recorded at the East Conference 2024 in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Enjoy the show.
Hey, welcome back to the EduTech Guys. We're at East Conference 2024. This is the East Fusion Uncharted.
Uncharted.
I love that one, Uncharted. Yeah, that's really cool.
Like the video game. It's all just like big island out there. They got to go find each other.
That was a great movie, by the way, Uncharted. Anyway, let's get to the topic. So, yeah, here we are. We're with a student that we met years ago when we were doing some of the first East Conferences that we were part of. And I think you had just come on board and you were volunteering and were helping out. And look where you've acquired, what you've attained in that time.
That's right.
So tell us your first name and what school you're from.
Hi, I'm Kevin, and I'm a senior at Little Rock Central High School.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, Kevin, let's talk about your journey to here. Start us at the beginning and what you've done and how you got to where you're at now.
So I first joined East in third grade at Don Roberts Elementary School. I signed up really not knowing much about it other than that they had some really cool computers and technology, and I thought, it might be fun. But very quickly, I realized that, okay, this is awesome. I developed the tech skills, which have been incredibly valuable, but also I learned that, like, hey, I actually can do stuff for my community. Even though I'm just a fourth or fifth grader, I can still give back to my community. And doing it with tech, which I find is really cool. So that was really awesome. I've been in East since third grade. I've been to conference every year since 2017, and I've had the privilege to serve on conference leadership team staff since 2018. I did 3 years on ambassador team, and then I've been on tech team since 2022.
Yeah, and this year you are your official title.
I am the technical support team leader.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
That's awesome. So that's kind of fun because you get to be the boss. But on top of being the boss,
something like that.
Well, share with all the listeners out there, especially the students in East, about what you get to do, like your role here in the leadership team, and especially running tech.
So the technical support team is really awesome. We provide tech support for the whole conference. A lot of East students have great tech skills, but when you have 3,500 of them in a conference, there's stuff that's going to come up, and that's why the tech support team is here. We answer all sorts of questions ranging from the most common, what's the Wi-Fi password?
Yeah, exactly.
All the way to last year, we had to reflash a Raspberry Pi live on site.
Oh, wow.
The other favorite story I like to tell, and this was actually what I put at the start of all my college essays this year, was last year we had a booth whose touchscreen cable for their touch display went down 5 minutes before the judges. Mm. The judges were at the next booth over. So they send one of their students running to the tech booth and like, we've got 3 minutes, we've got to get this cable. Oh, so like, we're calling around, we find the cable, we get it to them with 1 minute to spare. And that's then they awesome. End up getting a Judge's Choice Award, which was really awesome.
Wow. Yeah, man. That shows the importance of tech at a conference like this, and in every conference now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
It shows you how what it means to be able to think on your feet and react quickly when an emergency situation pops up.
Yeah.
So let me ask this. So, you know, you've learned, having done this since 2017, having been a part of this, just the conference alone, and East, you learn about all the jobs that we don't talk about in education. You know, education sometimes sticks to those 10 top ones. Be a doctor, be a lawyer, be this. But we all know that there are so many auxiliary roles that are so fulfilling.
Yeah.
You know, you get to do some challenges every day and you get to win every day. And that's just a lot of fun. So has it been like that for you? Have you realized as you get ready to prepare for college, the so many opportunities that you have ahead of you?
For sure. I always was kind of interested in engineering. I've loved Lego. I've loved building things. But what East showed me through, like, I was really getting to use a lot of really cool tech made me realize that, okay, I don't want to do mechanical engineering. I don't want to do civil engineering. I want to specialize and do electrical engineering because I can work with these technical components. But also East kind of showed me that if engineering doesn't work out, I can do tech support. And tech support's a really unique field where it's not so much what degree you have, it's the experience you have. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the great things about being on the technical support team is you're developing that experience as, like, we have members of the tech team this year that are fifth graders. And the fact that you can start getting that experience as young as that puts you on an awesome track if you really are pursuing a career in tech.
Yeah.
But even all the teams, ambassador team, mm-hmm. you're learning incredible communication and public service skills, especially if you're looking into hospitality or event planning. I did 3 years on ambassador team and had a blast. And documentation team, they take some of the best pictures and videos like I've ever seen.
Yes, yes.
Yep.
Well, and you know, and just for, you know, students listening, anybody listening, you're not just here in that role though. You also have projects,
yes,
that you're involved in and that are part of the competition itself. So let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's one of the really fun things about being on leadership team is you get to see a different side of conference because you're still a student. Your projects are still at your school's booth, but instead of being at the booth presenting the projects to judges or other students, you're kind of working the conference at the same time as also attending the conference, so it's really fun. But even though we're working the conference, we're still entered in all the competitions. I'm a finalist in two competitions this year, which is really awesome. We've got tech team, ambassador team, doc team people that are finalists in almost every competition, which is like awesome. And it's really different because, yes, we're working conference, we're doing work, but also we're still attending, we're still having a blast. And as much work as it is, it's also a lot of fun.
So what are the projects that you're entering this year?
So I'm a finalist in the Picture This competition, which is the single best picture you've taken for an East project. Mm-hmm. Little Rock Central High School is in Little Rock, and we're trying to recruit more students, especially with there's more high schools opening, more options. So we want to make sure Central's still staying strong, still getting recruits. So I submitted some of the pictures I took for a promotional video. This was when we got that. Little Rock had a weird, like, two-hour snow blizzard that was awesome, so I got some great pictures of that. And then I'm a finalist for the Perfect Pitch competition, which is a 90-second pitch. And one of my projects that I've been working on for a while is virtual field trips for museums and historic sites in Arkansas. So this started around COVID when museums started shutting down and they weren't able to share their story and their history. But it expanded even after COVID. I realized there's museums that they've never recovered their staffing levels, or they might be too far of a drive for many schools to travel, or there's some schools that just don't have the funding for field trips. So I use a 360 camera, I use the Unity software and a few other pieces of tech, and I create 360 experiences of those museums. And so the pitch that I ended up submitting to the Perfect Pitch competition was the pitch that I give to museums when I ask them to let me come film.
Nice.
That is very cool. Very and you nice. Talk about, and that's one of the most incredible things about the East program in general is, and specifically is designed for these real world applications. I mean, this is something you actually are going to these museums and saying, hey, I have an idea. I want to pitch this to you. Now, I'm going to ask the big question. We're in America, so everybody wants to know. Do you make money at this?
So, no, I do not make money. However, it's a great way to get volunteer hours. And especially in Arkansas with the Learns Act having that volunteer hour requirement, that's one of the strongest points on East. I'm on the live stream team for my school's athletic program, so I get volunteer hours from live streaming sports games. But also, if you're going to be doing getting volunteer hours, you might as well be doing something you enjoy. And I love working with East.
Yeah.
One of the coolest things I've gotten to do is I did a 360 tour of Plumbio Mounds, formerly known as the Toltec Mounds.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I was one of the very select few people allowed to go on the mountains.
Oh, wow.
To capture the pictures. And that was an awesome experience getting to go up on the mountains.
Yeah, that is amazing.
That's really cool.
So I'm curious, you know, as you mentioned earlier, you started with East back in third grade. So if you can remember that far back, think back and what have you seen in the East program in your particular projects and maybe other projects that you've seen? What have you seen over the years that either maybe has kind of stood out or that's kind of evolved over that time?
So as tech evolves, projects are going to evolve. When my third grade year was, 3D printing was very minimal when I was in third grade. The end of my fourth grade year was the year that every East program got a 3D printer, and that was an incredible, this is 2016. 3D printing is still really new, and so for every program to get a 3D printer was awesome.
Yeah.
And since third grade, I've seen 3D printing projects take off. There were some years we had multiple competitions just dedicated to 3D printing, which was really awesome. But also VR has taken off. Just the level of sophistication for all levels of technology has also taken off. I've also seen more projects involving the use of social media, whether it's promoting an important cause or helping making sure that school groups receive the recognition they need. That's something that I didn't really see starting off. But as social media has continued to grow, I've seen more projects utilizing it in a really interesting and innovative ways.
Yeah. I have to say, you are a great testament of what East does. And I have to say, your articulation and your personality, your character is excellent, man. And I want to say, I remember you when you first sat down with us a long time ago. I think we even talked about that. This guy is going to go places. Mm-hmm. Wow. I am super impressed with you. I can't wait to watch some of your videos and get caught up with what you're doing. And I know in the future, we're going to be hearing a lot from you, Kevin. Very impressed.
Thank you.
And congratulations on you making it to the competition in the finals. And I hope you do well with it.
Thank you.
We'll find out before the whole thing's over.
We'll find out Thursday.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Hey, Kevin, thanks for sitting down with us.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
And have a great EastCon.
You as well.
All right, buddy.
Thanks for listening to this conversation recorded live at the 2024 East Initiative Conference in Hot Springs, Arkansas.